Tired of being outside, huh?
Yeah.
I missed the couch. What's up? You don't like Jay no more?
Get pets.
She wants to be where the people are.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, pets.
There you go. Up on the street, gonna see them dancing.
I was waiting for somebody. Thanks, Dave.
Walking around on those, what do you call them?
Feet. Up where they walk, up where they run, up while they play all day in the sun. Wandering free. Oh my God, this is great.
Wish I could be part of that.
Well done, well done.
Right?
And I think you're coming in clear.
Then she eats Sebastian.
Yes. Yeah.
Frog or whatever.
The frog. That would be the Frog and Prince or whatever. Wasn't there a movie that took place on the bayou or something?
I don't know. I do love that movie though.
We're gonna get to watch.
Sorry, Scout. Scout's like in the way of my mic. She's trying to get lovin's, but at the same time, she's where the end of the microphone exists. Okay, guys.
You good.
Yeah. Are we all ready to go? Mm-hmm. Brandon?
Yeah.
Jay?
Good to go.
Wow, guys, I'm so excited to be here at my house where I live.
Yep, where you spent the day outside.
Feels like you guys could have reciprocated there. I'm like, so we're excited to.
Oh, we're excited to be.
I'm as thrilled to be here as I am
at my house
day.
Thank
where
you
for
I live.
Having me.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Anyway.
Okay,
you guys are always welcome.
Guess it's got to be on record. Thanks, Dave, for having us every week. I'm so thankful.
Christine just came in with cushions from outside because when I asked, does anything else need to go in the garage? No, we just had a great day here in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Just moved my home office to the patio, and around 3 o'clock just decided not enough was going on that I couldn't be drinking.
There you go.
So, yeah, you guys came in at the perfect time. We just finished some grilling.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are just, this is like the icing on the top of what has been a fantastic day. How are you guys?
I'm hanging in there, man. Pretty good.
Wow, I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow, you would bring that down. Okay.
He's always just a Debbie Downer.
See, I'm putting out a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy, and then you just kind of came back with a very low energy.
Sorry if it's a glass half empty, but
Do you want to try that again?
All right,
do another take.
Sure.
I'm doing great, guys. So happy to be here with our listeners. Brandon, how are you doing?
Woo! I'm doing great, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
oh my God, I'm having such a great time. Loving life every day.
Oh, Brandon,
living my best.
And Brandon back on his medication. That is fantastic to hear. Jay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good.
I feel like
Jay about as excited about being good as I am about 2018's Robin Hood.
That is the best movie ever. So clearly are extremely excited about it because there's nothing better than 2018's Robin Hood. And, of course, we will be talking about Robin Hood today and every day.
You just got to know how to engage people.
So what you should really do is just text me and I'll talk to you about Robin Hood whenever you want.
Jay, just start your YouTube channel about that.
Just all Robin Hood, the most extremely niche YouTube channel ever created.
Yep. I'll tell you what, if you made a YouTube channel about the different iterations of Robin Hood,
you'd have content.
Dude, I'd watch that.
That's
if it was well produced and you had like cool clips from like the movies, produced entirely from trailer material because they'll take you down the road.
For anything else.
No, so I would catch that.
You will be happy in your disgust for Star Trek Picard. Did you hear Plinkett? They're bringing Plinkett back.
What?
The guys from Red Letter Media thought it was so terrible that they need to do a Mr. Plinkett on
really?
Yeah, they didn't do like a final review, and then they put out a trailer for like Plinkett's going to do the final review.
Oh, I did not know that. Was Plinkett like, was he supposed to be like retired? Was that the idea?
They kind of have moved on, and they hadn't.
Yeah,
they
which
hadn't
is a shame because he's
while.
The best.
I think the last one
channel.
He did was
Force Awakens or last. It wasn't. They didn't do a Rise of Skywalker.
But he's appeared in all sorts of stuff. Like,
of course, he's a character.
You know, quote unquote.
He's still a character in there.
Right.
In the extended universe.
Sure. There hasn't been a Plinkett review.
There hasn't been a Plinkett review in a while. Yeah.
Last Jedi was the last one.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Wow. So they thought it was that bad, huh?
Yep.
Well, they're not wrong. Frankly, they're going to have to steal a lot of material from our podcast.
Definitely.
We've covered it. Been there, done that. You guys should have gotten your content out earlier.
Definitely dedicated listeners to.
You got
to
be quick to compete with Dave, Jay, and Brandon.
We are on the cutting edge.
Boom, 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 boom. If you want
hottest takes,
Star Trek hot takes.
Yes. Yeah.
We're pretty spicy with our Star Trek.
And the market for that.
Yeah.
Ton of nerds. Oh, yeah.
I could still just do a podcast nitpicking Star Trek, though.
Oh, of course. I mean,
like,
there's...
easily. Every time we get on the topic, it's just like, well, I could go for 4 hours.
Well, the wild thing about Star Trek is there's actually so much Star Trek that you could probably come up with a lot of new material. Stuff no one said before.
Oh, yeah.
There's like...
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
A lot of people just produce recycled content. Like, stuff
and, like, even though it's been talked to death, you could still come up with...
Oh, yeah.
...interesting takes on
a new
it,
take
sure.
on... No one would care.
No, no.
But you could do it.
Oversaturation is the word. There's too many people.
There are a lot.
That,
yeah, there's a lot of Trek YouTubers.
And Trek podcasts and stuff, yeah.
I also just think with content like Picard, you're just like, I don't think it's expanding the Star Trek base.
No, I don't think it did.
Just don't feel like it brought in a ton.
I think
new.
That the goal was to maybe expand it, but I don't think it did.
No.
Yeah.
I've been reading that a lot of people like actually enjoyed, like newer fans enjoyed Discovery more than Picard.
Hmm.
So
was it because there wasn't a half dead old man running around?
Probably
because Picard tried to split the difference.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's also kind of where it failed. Where Discovery succeeded in bringing in new fans, where it went full on. Basically space fantasy. I mean, that's basically where they're at now. They're like a Star Wars type of thing.
What did it for you? Was it the mushroom tunnels?
Mushroom tunnels.
The mushroom space travel, warp travel.
But where they don't explain anything, because that's science fantasy.
Yeah.
And then Picard tried to just like split the difference between like, oh, we'll be like, we'll try to be a character piece, and then we'll kind of go like half-assed on that, and then we'll also try to be a big action piece, and we'll go half-assed on that, so we're not satisfying either of the bases, and... You know, it just didn't do anything for anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I didn't think anyone had a lot of faith going into Picard. I thought the general...
No, not really.
The general feeling was just kind of like, well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
And
like, I feel like I knew what I was going to get, you know?
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it for
which
the most
is,
part.
I think that's why
but
I
also,
liked it
like,
more than
my
I would
bar
have,
is
I had no
pretty low. Yeah, like, honestly, at this point... I'm just in that camp where if there's Trek on TV, I'm happy. It doesn't have to be the best Trek, and clearly this has not been. But I'm in that camp. Like, as long as the franchise keeps going in some form, I'm cool with it.
Well, the franchise will always keep going.
Yeah.
Star Trek is such a... It's a brand that you just... It's going to have value.
No,
and even if, like, Disney gets a hold of it and they destroy the shit out of it, like Star Wars, they just mutilate its corpse until it's unrecognizable to its friends and family upon viewing. But it would still have value as a franchise.
My point is that, yes, as a franchise, it'll keep going. And also, like, no matter what, they will keep making TV shows about it to keep it going. So we got what we got this round. I think in another maybe 10 years, we'll get a different take on it.
Well,
sure.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think there are now these franchises like Star Trek, like X-Men, like Star Wars, like Doctor Who, like all these things that are that have a life of their own. They've been around so long. Yeah. They've got this hold in pop culture. The internet is here and they're all over it, that we're just going to keep getting iterations of these things for potentially hundreds of years to come.
Sure.
And some of them are going to be fantastic and they're going to inspire whole new generations of fans, and some of them are going to be Star Trek Picard and you're just going to go, wow, if this was your first Star Trek experience, I'm sorry for you. And yeah. I'm going to still like Star Trek because I liked it before, but I don't blame you for not like, if this is your first Star Trek experience, I'm like, all right, I get it. Try again next time.
It would be interesting to see reactions from fans who were drawn in during Discovery or Picard.
Yeah. By this, yeah.
And then see them go back and watch TNG and Deep Space Nine and see. I'd be curious to see even crossover, right? Like, if you got drawn in on this, are you interested in looking back at the other shows?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if those people even bother watching older content.
Right, I would be curious if they did, because it is such a different show.
Yeah, and listen, we know it and we love it, but a lot of it has aged. You
don't
tell.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of it's. I mean, we're talking about TNG and DS9, which I feel like is the we've discussed this before, but like kind of the meat of Star Trek.
Yeah,
that's like '90s, very '90s style TV, and. Although I still think a lot of it's brilliant, I can understand if you're watching it now. Like, listen, you can watch like old, like the original Battlestar Galactica, and I'm sure there's people who love it.
Yeah.
But when I watch it, I'm just like,
that's a good point. I wonder if there's people who view it like, because most people that I have experienced with Battlestar, at least, they're like, yeah, the new one is the best. The old one was like a 70s, like, kind of rip off of Star Wars, trying to make it for TV. They put a lot of effort into it back in the day, but it still was kind of, you know, cheesy, if that's a word for it. It's really campy. But like the new one is so slick, so good, so well produced.
And I feel like so many people come into it from the new one.
Yeah, I wonder if there are people in the Star Trek fandom that are like, wow, I love Discovery. It's so slick. It's so fast paced. I love the love the emotional weight. I love this character, Michael Burnham. Can't wait to see her in the because she's Spock's
brother. She's half Vulcan, so or something. No,
definitely. Can't wait to see her in the original series.
Yeah, she's gonna be
in
the original, right? No, I don't know. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I don't know. On that note, Jay, you should still watch Battlestar Galactica. It's Christine was asking me if we could watch it again. She was like, just if we're looking for something to watch, I'd watch that again. And she's a girl. You're a sci-fi nerd. I really think you'd like Battlestar Galactica.
You should watch Farscape. That's a classic, too.
I've seen Farscape,
I enjoy the
too.
Hell out of that.
Forney's a big fan of that, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I'm the bigger fan, but he knows it in like...
Oh, Brandon just...
Yeah, don't even get me started.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Is this like a rivalry between the two of you?
Huh?
Is this like a rivalry?
Oh, I just know that I was a member of like one of the fan pages like back in 1997.
Oh. You swing that fan dick around.
One of the fan members of the biggest fandom,
just
but
like,
you know, whatever.
Thumping it on the table.
It is impressive.
You were 12 years old in 1997.
I was hot shit. That
is priceless. Were you a mod?
I was, yeah, actually.
Back
in IRC days.
You're embarrassing me. I didn't mean to insult you. Sorry.
That's okay.
You are also a big Farscape fan. I didn't mean to say Forney was a bigger one.
I'll be honest,
one.
Though, I never finished the series because it kind of jumped the shark around like season 4.
Oh, well, then I don't feel bad at all.
What does Eric
not even
think
a fan.
Of it? Well, maybe what, Eric thinks
I don't know if he's finished it either. But
he keeps recommending it to me.
It's really good.
It sounds like Eric's a bigger fan.
It's just a really... Get the fuck out of here. It's really good. Anyways, moving on.
Okay, well, if you haven't seen it, Brandon is a huge fan. I think it's really good.
And he will definitely fight you about how big of a fan he is.
It's fucking like Muppets in Space. It's great. But like the creature effects are so good. It's Jim Henson's workshop. So
right, yeah.
Think more like Labyrinth style. Yeah, like serious.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. I love it. But
good characters, but...
Takes more than just some fancy puppets.
No, but it's really good. The effects were good for the time, too.
Did you guys watch the new Dark Crystal?
No, I haven't watched it. I was never a huge fan of the first one, so I wasn't really thrilled to...
It's actually really good,
I think. Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I went back and watched the original one, and I fell asleep halfway through.
It's a very slow movie.
Yeah.
That's why I don't really like it.
And I'm trying to figure... Like, the new one only makes half sense with all the stuff from the original. Hmm. And I was just like, okay, I'm sure they'll tie this all together,
I didn't know there was such a big fandom for Dark Crystal that they were like, let's go back into that universe. Everybody's asking for it. Who?
That's one of those things where like the puppetry, the Muppeteering is fantastically on point.
Yeah, that's why I like those shows. Like it's
and that it, I think it really carries like a show like that. Like it really because again that fan base that you're talking about, Brandon. I don't know if it's there.
Yeah,
there's certainly fans. I just don't know if you have the fan base to support of like a whole Netflix show. But,
yeah,
but okay,
that's why I was wondering.
But the puppetry and the artistry of creating those puppets, it's
wild.
It's really well, almost to the point where I'm like, okay, I can get over the fact that this is some silly story about Muppet crystals.
And energy.
Yeah,
I'll give it a shot.
If you're looking for something to do on quarantine,
yeah, it's probably like really not. Emotionally investive, like
no, yeah, you're good.
You're not like sinking your teeth into it, like The Wire or Breaking Bad. It's Dark Crystal.
If you want something you can sink your teeth into,
The Expanse.
I'm almost at the end of where The Expanse has led up to, and it's still good. But I still have that like I don't crave the next episode. Mm. I'm not like oh my god, what happens in The
Expanse?
Watch
The Magicians if you want something.
I still have not watched
that.
You keep talking about the show.
That is something you can sink your teeth into.
Okay, all right, Jay, I'm gonna try it. This show. Okay, well now I have two. So,
oh boy,
I'll start with Waco.
I've heard it.
I feel like I saw that on Netflix.
If you want to get depressed,
you know I'm good. I know what it's about for sure.
But like hilariously depressed.
Ugh.
Like oh my god, I can't believe this actually happened.
Oh, it's real bad.
But at the same time, like how could this have happened?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I heard it's really good, but I'm good.
Don't watch it the last thing before you go to bed.
No. No.
You know how sometimes you gotta cut the serious stuff and it's like, let's put it on YouTube for an hour before we go to sleep.
I did that last night. I watched me some Honey Badger and just Honey Badger documentary last night.
Really?
Those things are so fucked
so
up.
So fucking amazing.
They're the most metal creatures. So great. Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Honey badger don't give a fuck.
It certainly does not give a fuck. They're fucking smart, dude. There's this one honey badger. He got put in this like cage and like it was sheer walls because they didn't want him escaping. And then he learned to just like roll rocks over to the corner of the cage and then he climbed up on the rocks. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Honey badgers.
They're like the Wolverines of Africa.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good way to put that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jay, was that a specific documentary?
Oh, I can't remember what it was
called.
Was it
on Netflix?
It was on YouTube. I was just like...
Keep our viewers something.
I can't remember the name of it. Just search Honey Badger and it's a fucking 50-minute documentary.
Well, you'll get the goddamn meme video is what you'll get.
Our listeners are going to be looking for Honey Badger content and you can't even cite it,
Jay. This is like the third thing. It was like the fucking Honey Badger don't give a fuck was the first one. And then there was like some 2-minute thing about honey badgers, and I was like, "All right, a 50-minute thing about honey badgers.
Right,
I'm in."
Right.
And
you sat through a 50-minute YouTube show.
Well,
about
I
honey
think
badgers.
It was a rip from like a Nat Geo.
I've noticed that a lot. Okay, too. There's like channels that are just rips of documentaries that are on TV.
Still, 50 minutes of honey badger content. That was good for you.
It's some serious content.
How many ads did you sit through? I mean, obviously you skipped them after 5 seconds, but you get my point.
No, I mean I certainly sat through ads and don't run ad block.
Never mind.
I would never steal content.
Never mind. Those creators are counting on you, Jay. Yes, and you're just
it's ripped content, so I don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
But okay, so if you haven't watched this other one called Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I love that
I
show.
I heard good things.
That show is hilarious.
That.
Yeah. You know where you heard them? In the group text that you're also ignoring.
Yeah, probably.
Schitt's Creek's fucking hilarious. I love that show.
Yeah, we just started watching the first season because some people who might be listening were talking about it in a text chain, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
And it's absolutely hilarious.
It's very Eugene Levy.
For a sitcom, it's like there hasn't been a good sitcom like this in a while. That's how I feel. And it's just, it's really, really funny. Kathleen O'Hara? She's so great.
Is that the wife?
Yes. She's the best.
Yeah,
Eugene Levy's really good. His son is really good as the son in the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's, if you were to be like, hey, what do you think a TV show made by Eugene Levy would look like?
Yes.
It would be this
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's
perfect.
It's very Canadian, but it's also like, it's just so funny.
Yeah.
It's not like Letterkenny Canadian. It's like, it's accessible to people from America. Letterkenny's like a new kind of Trailer Park Boys kind of show that's coming out of Canada that everybody loves.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I do love me some Trailer Park Boys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fair
man.
Enough. I never took you for the
time. Oh, gosh.
That's
hilarious.
Okay. It's
Bubbles?
Not... Yeah. Ah! Yeah, no. He's
adorable with all his cats. I was home one day.
Ah.
I found it on Netflix.
It's a good show.
I had no idea they had so much content.
It's gone on for like years.
Oh, my God. They've
like
done
movies.
Tours and live shows and movies. Trailer Park Boys?
Never.
Oh,
never
wow.
Never heard of it?
No, Jay. I mean, I've heard of
it. You know
what?
Yeah.
You would love the Trailer Park Boys, Jay. They're right up your alley.
What is my alley?
Just like the Trailer Park. You have to see the Trailer Park Boys.
It's really funny.
And then you'll understand.
Are there honey badgers in it? Because if there are, then
no.
Oh boy. I am in.
No, just low tier criminals.
Yeah.
Definitely in.
I would recommend Schitt's Creek before Trailer Park Boys, but that's just me.
Yeah. I haven't gotten too far in Schitt's Creek, so I don't know.
I only got up to like halfway through the second season.
Okay.
Because I'm ADD. I don't finish things. You know this.
That's so sad.
That's why you're like, oh, it's not a recommendation if Brandon didn't finish it. No, it just means like,
right.
I just like get disinterested and I stop watching it or something.
It's so depressing.
You should really work on your task persistence.
Yes.
That's what we call that in the industry.
I'm working on it.
Persistence. I like that. You could just also call that persistence.
Task persistence.
Right. Or just persistence.
No, task persistence.
But why task?
Because
like, is it all persistence? Task. Like task persistence? Isn't everything you do with persistence a task?
No, see, you have to use buzzwords.
It's true.
If you don't use buzzwords, do you even have a degree?
So there was this thing called being persistent. And some fucking nerd took that in a college essay and was like, I'm going to add task to that.
I'm going to sound real fancy.
And so what you need is task persistence. It's this thing I'm calling task persistence. And some moron wasn't smart enough to call him out and be like, are you talking about persistence?
There are about five ways in education to say that same thing. Task persistence, grit, perseverance, growth mindset. And
those are all just similes.
Resiliency. Those are five off the top of my head. Like if we're playing fucking buzzword, categories, buzzword bingo, those are five ways to say the exact same thing.
There's a word for that.
Yeah.
It's called synonyms. Did I say similes before?
You said similes.
So what are similes?
Similes are sound comparisons alike. Using like or as.
No, those are homonyms. Or those homilies. One of those, the priest.
Holy shit, weren't you an English major?
I know.
I was like, just
homilies are for the priests, homonyms sound alike. Yeah, synonyms are they're a little biscuit that they sell in Australia. They're delicious. They come in a tin.
Never teach. Never have kids, actually.
Oh, God.
Oh, those poor students. Is Mr. Dave joking?
No, he's just drunk.
He looks so serious. So yeah. Anyway, those are my recommendations, guys.
For sure.
Watch yourself some Netflix. I've been trying to find good content on Netflix.
Yeah, it's I've been going back to it and like just it's not a lot. But...
So I'm trying to get myself to not unsubscribe to it.
You could just watch Tiger King again.
Like... Yeah, I feel like it's not gonna have the same appeal the second time around. The shock factor the first time, it was. If you watch the second time around, it just feels like Jerry Springer.
So I read something, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
Nick Cage.
Yes, I've heard too.
I'm hearing rumors that he will be playing.
They're trying, yeah.
Joe Exotic in a Tiger King TV series.
Nick Cage is in Nicolas Cage?
Of course.
Nicolas Cage. Nick Cage as Nick Cage as Joe Exotic.
That doesn't make any sense. Who's going to watch that show? We already know the story.
I think plenty of people would.
I would watch
really?
It.
But what could, I mean, are they going to fictionalize
That's
stuff?
What I'm wondering if it's going to be like a continuation. If it's like going to be some fucking fan fiction.
Probably.
Of if Joe Exotic didn't get, like, is Nick Cage going to go murder Carol Baskin?
It's going to be as trashy and well produced as you imagine it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot of views and. Won't be culturally relevant within a year.
I think,
yeah.
I don't even know when they would film it, like, because nothing's being filmed.
No, that's why whenever you hear a lot of these announcements, I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. Sure, we'll see if you get to that. That's like any new game or like new movie or series announcement. I'm like, okay, I'm glad you want to make that, but we'll see if that
if you ever even get
these days.
They're not making any of this shit.
That's what I feel.
They're just making you think they're gonna make it to keep you tuning in.
All right.
It's all, they're not making anything anymore, Brandon.
Forever?
This is done.
Oh, okay.
This is done. Did you not get the memo?
No.
Brandon.
It's all over?
So we
don't have to do the podcast anymore?
We're cashing in the chips. I actually, if we are going to keep doing the podcast, I had a suggestion for next week, but we can get to that later.
No, we're going to keep doing it because they'll keep making remakes.
Well,
as long as it's not over.
As long as Hollywood stays open.
Oh, God.
Dan said he had work the other day. I was like, wow, okay, we're opening the doors. Get those TV shows back on the shelves.
What does Dan do?
He works for like an agency.
Okay.
So he represents people.
Yeah.
I don't want to name drop, but Charlton Heston.
Wow.
Was in a movie.
Why don't you mention
that
him?
You guys may have seen. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I guess we got to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
Rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, The Omega Man and I Am Legend. Guys, thoughts?
Fucking weird Omega Man.
It was, having seen I Am Legend before, I don't remember when I saw it, but I saw it before. And I was like, oh, so this is like that. I've heard of the Omega Man. And it was not at all what I was expecting. It wasn't anything like I Am Legend whatsoever.
Was this like a couple things anybody's first time with I Am Legend?
No, I thought it was, but then I watched the whole thing and I was like,
was
this whole movie.
Everybody's first time with the Omega Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. So, yeah, obviously very different approaches. I Am Legend is clearly a better movie from just every perspective you could think of.
Starring Sir Will Smith, of course it's a better movie.
Right, right. I'm still not clear on his knighthood.
Yes.
But the Charlton Heston version...
And he's a prince.
The Omega Man...
He's a prince.
...is so ridiculous that, like, it's very 70s.
Oh, I love it.
I liked it. 70s-ass 70s movie.
I absolutely liked it, but it was...
I did too.
It was totally not... It was totally different, but as soon as I saw Charlton Heston in, like, his khaki, like, adventurer raider outfit, I was like, oh, this is gonna be pretty funny.
Everything they did in I Am Legend was an improvement, but that doesn't mean the Omega Man wasn't fantastic in its own right.
Yes, totally, yeah.
It was so very much a timepiece of, which is interesting because of what the movie is, which is basically the last survivor kind of frozen in time. Like they keep seeing the what is it, 73? Whatever date they used was a couple years after the movie came out, and they kept seeing the calendar.
Yeah,
and it was just like oh my God, like this that.
I thought I missed something in that scene where she just looks at a calendar and like he does too, and
he had seen a calendar before with the same date and pulled it down.
Mm.
So they don't like calendars.
Okay,
is what you're meant to understand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Traumatic, obviously. But they both start with the car driving through the city scene. In the Charlton Heston version, it's very much the perfect example. Charlton Heston is done with his music that's just kind of like enjoyable and lighthearted.
The music was interesting throughout the
and whatever.
It was all pretty lighthearted.
We should talk about
funky,
the music in the 70s.
Yeah, it is weird.
Because the I Am Legend one, that scene, no music.
And super dark.
Yes.
I mean, the whole movie is super dark.
That's the tonal difference between the two movies is the prime dividing fact, because the music particularly.
Yes. Yeah.
It was entirely inappropriate for every scene.
It totally was. It was, but that's kind of what made it great. Am I wrong? Like,
yeah. Oh,
this weird techno.
Yeah.
Like almost techno, instrumentally. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah, it was.
Upbeat music for every weird scene, and it
was like early synthesizer.
It was like, and so I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen Jesus Christ Superstar.
A little bit,
and
it's a little bit.
The score in that reminded me of like a mix between that and I don't think either of you guys have seen Starlight Express, which is a musical.
No, I know it though. Yeah,
yeah, where they're just on rollerblades skating around the whole time.
Weird.
It was like the 70s Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Movie,
but like. I just kept getting these like weird. It was so. It took me out of every scene.
Yes.
Every single. Because all I could focus on is this weird fucking music that I can't even describe. Well, you really just have to watch it to appreciate how fucking weird it was.
It was so inappropriate in every scary or intense scene. It took all the scariness or intensity out of the movie to make it so that it was just people like clamoring against each other. Like every fight scene, I was just like, I can't take this seriously. They might as well be hugging.
From what
you're exactly right.
Yeah.
From what I just read, the guy who did this also was the guy who did all the Doctor Who's soundtrack.
Oh, well, I hope those were better.
I mean, if anybody knows the Doctor Who soundtrack, okay, like it's similar. This one was much more funky.
It was inappropriate for this movie.
It was weird.
I'm not saying it wouldn't have been totally at home in another movie, in another scene, in another whatever.
It felt like a 60s like goofball comedy.
Yes, almost like a dance scene, like a club scene.
Like Casino Royale. Remember we watched that weird 60s Casino Royale?
Yes.
That weird movie? It felt like that kind of music. It was fucking weird.
That's a very good point. It's exactly what it felt like.
It's like, I don't mean to say this, like it was fruity. It was like, and just, I don't know, it was upbeat for a movie about the end of the world.
It was
cannibals.
Completely inappropriate. And although I don't know if they were cannibals.
I read that in the little summary, and they never really say that.
So that's the other thing about the Omega Man, which is that where in the Will Smith version that I think most of our listeners will be familiar with, they're kind of zombie vampires. Mm-hmm. They're like, they're vampires in the sense that they can't be out in the sunlight, and they're zombies in the sense that they're kind of mindless killing machines.
Yeah.
But I mean,
sort of. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. But in the Omega Man, which isn't, I keep saying the original. It's not the original.
No,
it's actually
totally
an earlier movie.
Yeah.
Based on the same book, we should say that based on a
Richard
book called
Matheson's
"I Am Legend."
I Am Legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was an earlier movie based on it, but it didn't have Charlton Heston in it. So I said, "Fuck that."
There. Yeah, I read that too. Yeah.
But this movie, what are they, Brandon?
In the
Omega Man?
Yeah.
What are the bad guys?
How would you describe those
plague people? Plague-riddled blind people. Or not blind, they're but they, fucking, can't, they can't see... They can't be out during the daylight.
Like,
either.
What's it called yeah. from Fallout? They're the...
They're kind of ghouls, yeah. Ghouls. Kind yeah. of.
They've been mutated by this thing, but they're still... They have, like, some semblance of humanity. They can talk. They
seem totally legit, like, operable
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally coherent, but they can't see in the light,
and
only in the dark.
They're just kind of dicks about technology in the old world and stuff like that.
And they had a different culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had a distinct and definite culture.
Yeah, they were a people group. Like, yeah. They were.
It was a little bit culty.
Well, yeah.
But they had definitely had a... They were
they had
against
cognitive
technology.
Reasoning. Like, you could talk to them. Like
people of the wheel, I think. Yeah. Users of the wheel, whatever. I thought that was an interesting concept.
Oh, yeah. Like, I like their little jargon that they had.
Yeah, know. Yeah. All their jargon was very good.
The guy who plays the cult leader is really good. You'd know him if you saw him. He was the... No, I had to be Mike Stoklasa on this. He was the Admiral Doherty in Insurrection. Star Trek Insurrection.
Oh, the old Admiral? Yeah. The skin?
Was he also the news reporter?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah. So right. you'd know him if you saw him. Yeah. He's a good character actor, and he was trippy in this.
He was good, and so was his sidekick, the guy who used the gun at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's he betrayed all their beliefs and used a machine, and it came back to
yeah,
bite
that
him
was,
in an
yeah.
in the ass.
That was good.
Yeah, there was some good stuff in the Omega Man.
Mm-hmm.
Some legit good stuff. Now, it was silly as fuck.
It 100% was.
Well, it died with Charlton, or ended with Charlton Heston on the cross.
Yes.
Yep.
I was like, wow,
yeah, was
you
a
are.
Bit, was,
yeah, he even gets impaled by a spear
yep.
in the most blatant Christ metaphor I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
Yep.
And
yep.
he, like,
that
he,
must be part of his contract.
He falls
it's
down
Heston.
In just, it's
yeah.
like he
yeah.
had to work.
And isn't it his blood that
yes,
saves
he does.
Them?
Yeah,
his,
he does. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Saved
yeah.
by the blood.
It must yeah. be in Charlton Heston's contract.
Like, he has to be Jesus in everything.
Yeah. If I'm not Moses, then I have to have some sort of Jesus.
Let my people go.
It was such a weird way to end
hands.
The movie.
It really was. Like it ended like in a, it, the ending was kind of bleh.
Yeah,
like,
this family finds
yeah.
him, or this group of travelers find him, and he's holding on to the fucking thing, and in his last breath, he hands them the fucking vial of, like,
well, it was the group from before.
Was it
the
group
from...
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you didn't... Yeah,
somebody wasn't watching. They were playing games.
It's the kid, the shirtless kid who wears the vest. He was a science student, or whatever.
Like, I used to be a doctor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, the ending was silly as
it's
fuck.
It's weird. Was that
it was flat. Very anticlimactic.
It was very flat, yeah.
Yeah, and not to mention the whole twist where the girlfriend, whatever, black girl who didn't want to show her tits and was clearly replaced with a body double, Christine pointed it out. She was like, you can't even see her face. It's like they just put like oil over it. They just put oil on the lens
maybe.
And got a different chick in there.
Yeah, I mean... Possibly.
I mean, hey, I get it. I wouldn't have shown my tits for this movie. I don't care if Charlton Heston's in it. You know that's what they gave her. Come on, sweetheart, listen. Charlton Heston is in this movie. You're gonna be famous for this. People are going to be talking about those breasts for years. This is going to launch you to stardom. And she was like, no.
Actually, I read that she did get naked with him.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, that's
there's
it,
a
yeah.
couple of scenes.
Yeah.
But the scene where you actually see some nippage...
Yes.
She's like off in the background and it's dark and you can't see her face. But there's a couple scenes where she's taking off her clothes
mm-hmm.
and it's a little more tastefully done. I'm sure she did those scenes.
Yeah. Because like apparently she was like, it was weird because I was like in bed with Moses.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She was good in the movie.
Yeah,
I
she
thought.
Was good. Yeah.
But the dumb thing is the twist of the film is that she becomes one of the vampire
yes.
whatever
yeah,
people.
Which was... It was all right.
But I didn't understand that because they all seem so coherent and well thought out. But apparently she became that, she immediately had to betray him.
Yeah, because it was like a rite of passage. Like
yeah.
in
like,
order to be part
yeah.
of the family, you need to fuck him over.
Right.
I feel like the whole cult thing was a little thin on the ground. You know what I mean? The
yeah.
whole like, oh, just because you turn, then you're automatically a cult member mm-hmm. no matter what. Like, I don't know, it was weird.
And they did set it up before. They were like, it could happen like...
They did. I was going to mention
like
that, too.
That.
Like, oh, it could happen over days or it could happen in a minute. Yeah, mm-hmm. He tells that story.
But yeah, the whole disease thing was a little bit... Like, it was clearly wasn't as well thought out as in I Am Legend, where they thought, like, they had a whole... He was
yes,
the scientist,
yeah.
and it was a whole thing. Although, I think Charles
he was a
scientist.
He was.
He was.
He was a scientist general, just like... Will Smith was a scientist, yes. Corporal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He kept his windows open a lot for a guy who was living in a zombie apocalypse.
Very stupid.
Which turned out to be, fuck him in the end.
A lot.
Every time Christine was like, close your window,
put some
zombies.
Bars up, dude. It was a little, I feel like we are all graduates of like the modern day zombie
yeah,
survival.
Back then,
like, it's hard to look back on this and be like, oh, how did you not get a fucking semi and put iron plates all over it and spikes?
Well, I have issues with the way Will Smith
yeah, I do too.
Did his zombie fortress. I mean, like, I you know don't... that they're sensitive to UV light. That was what it was, yeah. Right? Yeah, like, but he busts on all these floodlights, mm-hmm. But like, if I know that they're sensitive to UV light,
shouldn't those be UV floodlights?
They should be UV floodlights. So when those zombies come in, like, boom, I just blanket the area in fucking UV light and literally roast the zombies alive.
UV lights are hard to get, man.
You're the last man on Earth. You can literally get whatever you want. You have free reign during the day.
That's a good point.
I'm sorry. There's no excuse there. There's no excuse for that lack of zombies.
He's
got to
spend like the best part of the day sitting on a dock hitting golf balls.
I mean, clearly. Like, also, why don't you go to a fucking... Why don't you go to a place with a panic room? Like, I don't know. You could go to one of those crazy billionaires in the Hamptons.
I mean, he kind of did have a panic room.
He kind of had a panic room.
It didn't really work. Those guys were getting through whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that you could have done more. I think that there was more.
Listen, you could always do more, Jay. But I thought your boy Will did a pretty good job altogether. If you're going to be the sole survivor in a city... I didn't know why he was so hooked on venison. I felt like there was so much food in the city that you could live off of that he was trying to hunt this deer,
and that's what almost got
his dog killed.
It had been 2 years, though. I don't know how long. I mean, canned food, I guess.
No, dude, I feel like you would.
Spam's good for four, easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Tuna fish, I'll eat two-year-old tuna fish any day. That can is sealed, I'm in. You kidding me?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
To be honest, if I had to pick, I enjoyed the Omega Man more because I just
really.
I Am Legend is such a depressing movie. Like, it's very visceral. It's good, but it's too emotionally investing for me. Like, ugh.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to put myself in most of my shoes because then I want to.
You're right.
It's sad
in the times that we're currently living in.
Yeah,
that was,
of course.
That dog scene. I remember that in the theaters.
I was,
that got me in the theaters,
I didn't
want to, too.
Yeah.
Christine was mad at me.
Well.
For making her watch.
Oh, I would have warned her, at least. I would have said.
Oh, no. I'm not going to ruin that.
No.
It's a beautiful scene.
It's rough.
I looked at Scout, and I was like, I had a tear in my eye. And
of course.
I was like, God damn, this is a cheap trick, but it works so good.
Any movie where they do that is
I think the first, like, cheap. Hour of that movie, hour 10, is very well done. And I think it really, as soon as he... gets found by the woman and her kid, like,
or a kid,
it's hot garbage.
Yeah. A kid, it just falls apart. From
yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Yeah,
it really does. Because I wish they had explored more. Like, I was really pumped. I remember even seeing it in theaters, and I thought it was so cool how they were doing that. Like, what's going to happen to the city when it gets retaken by nature?
Yeah.
And I thought that was super interesting. And I think they abandoned that too soon.
Well, Christine was talking about, she was like, oh, yeah, there's that lion. And I was like, yeah, those lions never really come back.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a cool idea. There's lion, like, they must have escaped from a zoo or something.
Yeah.
There's lions in New York City. And that's what this Iron Legend did a really good job of, which is kind of that reimagining of, like, what the city would look like. After, you know, however many years, and that you got the grass growing in Times Square and everything.
It was a big deal for the time, too. Like, being able to, there was a whole thing about how they were able to film, like, with
I'm
all
sure.
the streets cleared and everything. And, yeah, everybody was pretty excited for that sort of world building. But they kind of drop it.
They
like,
do.
Halfway through.
Although I thought about that in the Omega Man, particularly in that opening scene.
Really interesting. I was reading that. They apparently, in downtown L.A., at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, there's just nobody on the road. And most of those were just taken like at mornings. So that's why they all look like
really?
The same time of day.
Mm-hmm. I had to imagine. I was like, man, they must have shut down.
There's
so
just
many streets.
Nothing to do in downtown LA. It's, you know, 6 in the morning on a fucking Saturday. There's
that's
nothing.
Hilarious.
Because there's only office building.
Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah, I read some of the trivia. Yeah,
I was really curious good. About that.
Yeah,
But listen, hey, I would be
those
remiss.
Were good long shots though. It was like
they were great. Long shots.
I don't know. I feel like, but the establishing of both movies was really good. Where you open up on the empty city, and for the 70s, they did it pretty well too.
But the difference is the 70s one had goofy electro music playing during it,
yes,
which ruined the fucking mood. And the whoever did the I Am Legend music was smart enough to know that you didn't need any music. Quiet streets, rev of the engine.
That immediately I'm like, oh, and then there's going to be a car accident scene where you're in the car for it. And lo and behold, that's what happened.
Well, no, it was a deer.
It's
right?
Not so much accident, right. You know what I mean.
Dude, Charlton Heston, worst driver on the planet.
He's the worst driver
ever. He crashed
ever.
So many cars in that movie.
I love that, though, where he just like ditches one car, gets another. Yep. Like, that's fucking hilarious. I liked the way they were like, this is how Charlton Heston is living in empty LA.
Yeah, but
that was awesome.
Car crashes injure people. I'm sorry. I just can't imagine you just being that wrecked. You get in one car crash in a day, you're like, hey, I want to be careful.
I will not be doing that again
that
for at least a week.
Yeah, right.
And then he goes home and he puts on a blouse for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, his outfits. He wears those fucking tracksuits. They look great.
Well, he had like a Fallout 76, like a
like a vault suit,
blue jumpsuit at some point. And I was like, wow, that's so very Fallout. And then when he decides to host his private dinner party, he totally puts on.
Yep.
What somehow reminded me of Captain Kirk. I think just because of the color. His green
like a ruffled shirt
blouse. It's like a velvet blouse, the most inappropriately ugly shade of green you can imagine.
Amber, like a red smoking jacket.
Yes, and the ruffles.
Yes,
the ruffled shirt collar under it, like he's from like the 1700s.
I guess the whole point is he just grabbed. You see him going shopping. You know, like his whole point is. I think the whole point is that he just picks the most wacky clothes.
Just does whatever. Because
there's nobody who's going to judge him. He doesn't care. Yeah. Like.
Okay.
That's why he's dressed like a lion tamer in the beginning.
I just figure it was the 70s, and that's probably what he was comfortable wearing.
I think Charlton Heston was like, these are my clothes.
This is actually my wardrobe.
For sure. They were Charlton Heston's clothes. They were.
My frilly satin blouse.
My tracksuits.
And he shoots zombies in it, or whatever they are.
That gun was
which
was
one?
Another,
which
more
one?
Of the sound.
The little, the SMG? Or the
SMG that was like a blaster. Blaster sounds.
Or are you talking about the night vision one?
I like that gun. That was cool. It was a bar with
I think they both had weird
old school infrared on it, which is dumb.
So
nobody would do that at all. Yeah. But it was cool looking. It was a cool scene.
So
but it
dumb.
Like those two things don't go together. I know.
this whole all the gunplay in the movie was silly.
Yes, it was.
And he was dumb throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, totally.
Like everything he did was dumb. At least Will Smith was like smart about shit. You know, he had developed a system. He had these booby traps. He was clearly losing his mind.
Yes.
You have the...
I like that you see that in both movies where they're losing their mind.
The phone ringing
bit.
That
was a cool...
The
they didn't play it up enough.
They didn't.
In both, I think. But really, they had this cool scene where all of a sudden all the payphones start ringing on the street. And then he's like, wait, no, it's not ringing. It's not ringing. And he's going insane. And then you get Will Smith who's talking to mannequins, which was...
Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred! What you doing out here, Fred?
That's a rough scene. It's good.
If you're real, you better say something right now. If you're real, Fred, you better say something right now.
Remember when I first saw that fucked me up? That like, we're just like, what?
It's a weird scene. First watching, I couldn't figure out if the idea was that he really didn't remember moving the mannequin. How many mannequins had he moved? Or maybe there was somebody else in the city and they had moved the mannequin and this was like a for real thing that he didn't put the mannequin there. And then when he gets caught in his own trap, which again you have to kind of figure out is his own trap through the reference earlier, he kind of builds the same trap.
Yes.
Trap that zombie. So if you're paying attention, it makes sense. But if you're not, it's just like, he just got caught in a trap?
Was that his own trap? I guess I got
it. I thought that was his own trap.
I didn't take that away, but sure.
Right, because he had he tied it to a car and put the car on the edge of a bridge.
Yeah.
It was kind of the same trap as he built for the zombie earlier.
I took it as the zombies, you know, they're smart and they were learning from him.
Oh, you think the zombies
So I thought the zombies put the mannequin there, which got him to the trap.
Maybe.
That was my reading of the scene, is that the zombie put the mannequin there,
yeah,
knowing that his trap was there.
That's interesting. That's a take I'd never considered.
Yeah, because that's kind of where I was at with it. But I think it could go. I think that's open to interpretation.
I think all these takes
are
valid.
If it had the original ending, it would have played into that a lot more.
Yeah,
the original ending.
So you didn't see the original.
I had wondered if you were aware of the original ending or not.
Well, I don't think so.
The original ending. I think this is closer to the book, and we could watch it. It's like a few minutes, but instead of him blowing himself the fuck up. It's more so a confrontation between him and the head vampire guy.
Uh-huh.
And what you're meant to understand, I think there's like a voiceover too at the end, because the vampire guy just wants his
wife
back.
Right.
And the whole scene is like, he realizes that he's the bad guy. He's the legend. That's the point of this story. He's the villain to these vampires. And there's like a scene where he gives her back, and then he's like, "Oh my god, it's I'm the monster."
You know what? That sounds familiar. I may have
seen
it.
I feel like you've probably caught it. Yeah, here or there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very familiar. That would have been an equally good ending.
I prefer that ending more than the, I don't know, more than what we got, but.
Yeah. When they hide in the incinerator.
Like you said, those two people just kind of bring in those other characters to kind of where it falls apart.
Yeah. Well, that's you'd think it would help because you also got Will Smith carrying the whole movie, but Will Smith can carry a whole movie,
yeah,
so.
Pretty much can.
Yeah.
I also don't love the effects on the vampire guys.
I agree.
They look like cheap Unity assets. Like, they look, they're pretty, it is not aged well. That has not aged well.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me as much. Clearly some bad CGI, but didn't bother me as
yeah,
much.
I mean, they're mostly at night, but they're just very shiny and stuff.
They are. They are for true.
Yeah. Better than Omega Man, though.
Oh yeah,
creature effects.
They were all in white face.
They just were all white face with white contacts.
Yeah, with powdered wigs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they do the big reveal of their eyes, like it's supposed.
Supposed to be so like I was expecting something so much more.
I thought they weren't gonna have eyes.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It's like their eyes are white.
Just white.
Mm. Oh, I'm actually not that surprised.
that would make sense.
Goes with their aesthetic.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, that was weak. No big reveal in the Omega Man.
No, I mean there were. I think they tried to, but
I guess your big twist is that the hero dies,
or when the chick turns. I think that was supposed to be very dramatic, and I was like,
"Oh,
this
yeah,
doesn't work because of the music."
Yeah.
Yeah,
it really didn't. Like,
she was also dumb. Why the fuck are you out shopping?
Yeah, right. You guys were this close,
and it was like late as fuck. You should have been home by now.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Also, her brother was an idiot.
Yeah.
He's the one who kind of caused the whole problem anyway.
Well, you know, some people just don't get it. So you can't talk to zombies.
But they weren't zombies, and he was trying to figure that out. Yeah,
I know, but they were fanatics.
They were diseased.
Which is the same thing, Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Watch Waco.
Real deep. Real deep, Dave.
Well, trust me. You pick up some Waco, you're gonna get some knowledge.
Good. No, I'm good.
David Koresh.
Yeah, he's really fucked. It's so fucked up.
Brilliant.
It's fucked up on all sides, too. That's
brilliant human being. Just, wow. Just,
oh, God.
If only he was alive today.
Oh, boy.
And we could all listen to him.
Jay, I think it's time to get going.
Wow, Dave.
Watch Waco.
Yeah. Don't become David Koresh, please.
I won't ruin anything, but the
watch Titanic. I won't ruin anything.
I won't tell you how it ends if you haven't seen the Waco.
Don't spoil it for me, dude.
But apparently, a number of religious scholars have like read his interpretation of the Bible and have been like, actually, this makes a lot of sense.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, it's still the Bible, so you shouldn't go like living your life literally by it. But apparently, like he wasn't crazy. He was just like, he was real convinced.
Well, he was both.
He's a true believer.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd say
he wasn't crazy is
intelligent
not.
Intelligent and insane are not mutually exclusive.
That's, yeah,
but this particular thing that like he had built all these people.
Yeah, apparently like had around, some solid ground to it.
And apparently like theologists
are like, it's a pretty good take.
We're like, actually, that's a good take on the whole Bible. Wouldn't set up a commune and then, you know, burn everybody
and
to death.
Stockpile weapons and murder everybody. Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, don't want to ruin Waco for you guys. It's got a happy ending.
Hey, maybe some of our listeners are younger and they weren't alive for it.
Watch Waco and then watch Schitt's Creek before bed.
Yeah, you know, that's I'll recommend that for sure.
And watch both of these movies?
If you want a lighthearted zombie apocalypse romp, watch Omega Man.
Yeah, very tonally.
If you
want to
get really sad, watch I Am Legend.
Okay. I think I Am Legend is you should, if you haven't seen it.
No, I think it's a very good film. But
especially with the times, I mean, who knows which one of us will be the last person on Earth.
Right?
Yeah, a little close to home.
Could be any of you.
It's not going to be you guys.
I know.
So here's what I was thinking for next week.
Oh.
Unless you guys have a better suggestion, and continuing on with our kind of, it's not pandemic themed, but it's end of the world themed.
Oh boy.
And it's Jay's favorite rapper, Charlton Heston, in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, dude, we've never done it.
Right?
We got to start that.
I thought Christine told me she'd never seen it. I was like, oh, I almost made her watch it the other night, ooh, and then I was like, oh, no, wait, they did a remake.
Oh, yeah.
We can make this into a podcast.
Okay, so that we have to talk about this then, because
there's a few of them.
Okay.
I was just going to... Oh, is
no,
there...
Well, okay, so there's the original series, which you know them better than I. I've not, mm-hmm, like, watched all of them end-to-end, but I've seen a lot of them.
Five or six movies.
I think there's five or six, yeah. And then we got the Tim Burton one, and I think that's basically what we're going to be watching this week, because the other ones with Andy Serkis, the newer ones, those are Rise and Dawn?
Well, I think, aren't they all part of one series?
Technically.
Yeah, so we would do the first one and the first one.
Yeah.
And then
if we wanted to do the
two.
Next one, we could do the second one and the second one.
I'm sorry, the Tim Burton one is not part of the newer series.
Really?
Yes, they're very separate. Have you not seen the Tim Burton one?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything then.
Okay.
But they're not part of the same continuity for sure.
This could be a multi-week event.
It's going to be. That's
what
I was saying.
We could watch a lot of Planet of the Apes.
We could.
Okay. Well, listen,
we're going to do the first two next week, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Right.
So
exactly.
Planet of the Apes, and then the Tim Burton, Mark Wahlberg one.
We're going to figure this out for you guys. All you have to do is sit back, enjoy, and subscribe to our Patreon. It's $100 a month. You're really going to... The content... What else do you have going on?
Top tier gets a guest spot on the show. Easily.
There's only one tier. It's top. That's how we do things over here at NAFCast. There's no lower tiers.
We are a classless,
Diamond
stateless
Club
podcast.
Exclusive.
Thank you. It's all been leveled. But yeah, we'll come back next week. We'll do Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait. Everybody stay safe out there. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.